The key is to really ideally be gig fit, and that's what I call it, where no matter what time frame leading into the performance, or no matter when something crops up, you are always ready to grab those opportunities by the hands. And now I'm not going to go into the super nitty-gritties of each step. In fact, I'm going to do that in the following weeks in the next couple of lives, but I'm going to give you the overview. And this is what I do. It's all about creating habits, daily habits. So weeks leading in, but just in general, all year round, bust these guys out, you're winning. So if we go back to the prep steps, if P stands for perspective, you really have to check in with yourself and think about, okay, why am I doing this? Why am I carving out a bit of time to focus on my daily vocal care? A, if I haven't got a gig coming up, or B, if it's miles away. Well, that is because you want to keep a solid foundation for your voice. You really want to, like I said before, know that you're ready for any opportunity that might come, and they do come out of the blue, so you've got to be ready for it. So that's the perspective. That's the first P. Check in with yourself and make sure you know your big picture, why, what it is that you're working towards, because if you haven't got a gig coming up, it can be tough to keep the momentum happening. The next letter of the acronym PREP is R, and that's relax or release tension. So from a daily perspective, I do what I call singer's stretches, and I have a video on YouTube outlining all of it's literally like a workout video. So you can follow through with me doing these stretches. I do this every single morning when I roll out of bed. And I also, this is kind of either perspective, but also relaxing and releasing tension. I also meditate. So that helps get my mind and my body relaxed. And then I do a siren, which is a wake up for your voice. Now, there are videos on YouTube about this as well too that you can check out. And I will have them all linked in the blog afterwards as well. So it's really, really easy to let life get in the way of these daily habits. The way that I try to keep them as habits is I do what's called habit stacking. So I attach it to something else that I'm gonna have to do anyway in the day. So for example, I do my sirens in the shower, I do my meditation in bed, and I do my stretches usually in bed as well too, or straight after getting out of bed. And I use a little app just to keep me excited and engaged, and to remind me to do the stretches. The E then is engage, and this is how I'm going to utilize my voice day to day when I'm not singing. And I call this speaking voice mindfulness. And this is probably the coolest thing that I've encountered over the last, 5 years of studying voice science specifically and learning about vocal technique, is the concept of hacking your technical practice utilizing your speaking voice. It's like mind blowing. Now, there's also a video on speaking voice mindfulness on the YouTubes, so I will let you go and have a look at that. But in a nutshell, being mindful that you're not laughing super loudly, which is something that is easy for me to do because I'm very loud. And also, just noticing like little things like, are you clearing your throat heaps? If you're having to go out, are you shouting over loud music? And just really considering how your voice interacts every day when you're speaking. Because as soon as you get on stage or you start practicing, you end up being like, oh, yep, that's cool. I'm singing. Use your technique if you are focusing on techniques. But then as soon as you finish, you just go back to like, loud laughter and, clearing your throat and whatnot. So that's the E of the prep steps. Then you've got the P. That's back to speaking voice mindfulness again. And like I said, it's the best hack for, kind of practicing without practicing. So for me, that is a win-win-win. So your daily prep steps would be get your head right, think about what it is that you, why you need to continue with daily practices. And that is to build a solid foundation and be ready for any performance opportunity. It can take as little as 5 minutes, and this is literally how long it takes me to do my three daily rituals. I do my singer stretches, my sirens, and my speaking voice mindfulness. I just keep in the back of my mind all day. So if you want those and some more tips, you can get the Get Gig Fit 30-Day Action Plan, and it walks you through, and there's video tutorials. You can find that on bignotesgetboats.com right there on the homepage. But moving on, what can you do to support your prep steps, or what kind of prep steps, I should say, can you use in the weeks leading up to a performance? So, say you have a clear performance scheduled, and you're like, all right, it's 30 days, you're adding on your 30-day action plan, plus you've also decided, okay, I know what songs I'm doing, I know when my performance is, you've got a focus that you're working towards. So this is where you would start working on a focus practice plan. So prep steps would then stand for the how. Okay, so your mindset in general about your performance, just getting your head really kind of it's visualization essentially, visualizing what you want the performance to look like or feel like. What do you want the audience to experience? How do you want to deliver the performance? Start visualizing that positive outcome. The R is again, it's about relaxing, relaxing yourself, relaxing tension. So those singer stretches come back in really, really strong. But you would then start to think about incorporating the singer stretches as part of your practice plan. So, for example, you've woken up in the morning, you've done all your daily maintenance stuff, the day-to-day stuff. But then you've come, say maybe it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're like, okay, I'm going to do some focus practice. The first thing that you want to do is schedule that practice. I probably should have said that before when it comes to getting the perspective on any practices or gigs that are coming up. You really need to make time to practice. So I need you to look in your diary over the next few weeks, say you've got a gig coming up in a month. And I'd love you to put down how many practices you can fit in around all the other things. Work functions, especially at this time of the year, drinks with friends, gigs, all the other things that you might have going on. Factor that all in and carve out time in advance to practice. So that's your prep. The P of prep, the first P, is getting that perspective. What is it that you need to do? So then you're going to release tension and with the singer stretches, but also just in relation to performance anxiety, I want you, and this is sort of like both visualization perspective and releasing tension. I want you to think about the audience more than you think about yourself, and that is a great way of navigating performance anxiety. If you're worried about the judgment, if you're worried about if you can deliver the notes, this is the time to lay that all to rest. By giving yourself that space to prepare. Preparedness is the one thing that's really going to boost your confidence. And that action is where the confidence comes. Action, confidence follows action. That's what I'm trying to say. So you're doing things like your singing stretches. You might be adding your meditation in as well before a practice or visualization, like I mentioned. Then you've got the actual exercises. So I call this a song study. You have the big picture practice plan, which is what I've just outlined, like know what your goals are for your practice and then stretch through your body. Have a really good solid vocal warm-up in mind, and it helps that it's a personalized warm-up. So nothing generic and very focused to the song that you're about to do. That is the secret for vocal warm-ups, but more on that in another live. Then you look at the song, and I have what I call my song study method. You look at the song and you go through the ins and outs of it. You map out where to breathe. You map out what kind of voice qualities you might want to utilize to help to tell the story. You map out any trouble spots. You check the pitches, the highest notes, the lowest notes. Do you need to change the key? So that kind of stuff. You song study, my song study method takes you through that. But then you also have a chance once you've said those things to practice and really feel your way through the song. Get your head wrapped around that song. So that's the E of the lead up prep step. And then the final P of that prep is actually to practice. The key though is it's focus practice. So it's specific areas of the song, whether it's just a particular phrase or just one technique. So figuring out your breathing, making sure that you've got enough air for the task at hand. Whatever specifics there are, that's what you practice. So you're isolating a little bit further. One thing that is a really great tip is when you are doing really focused practice, it's a good idea to throw in a song that you just love singing and that just makes you feel good. So when you've got your head in the, and you're in the grind learning songs for a show, do something fun just to remind you how much you love singing and that even though you're learning all these songs for a show or a performance or getting ready for something, it's still about playing and having fun. And that's key to remember. Because if you're having a good time and you feel good, the audience is definitely going to come along for the ride. And then last but not least is the on-the-day prep steps. Now, they can be a combination of all of the things that I just said, but I'll tell you what I do. So I definitely, and again, you can utilize the 72-hour or 3-day pre-performance checklist, which outlines things. And I'm thinking like removing any caffeinated or drying or dehydrating drinks from your diet. So that's coffee, alcohol, it's upping your water intake. You might start steaming. So these are more vocal care practices. And definitely something like completely being off book. So within the 72 hours leading in, you don't want to be using lyrics. You want to be thinking about the performance and able to know exactly how you're going to deliver the performance in the environment. So if it's a big show like Symphony, which I've just come off, that required a lot of focus for me. If you're doing an open mic night, you might not have to do such as much focus, but you still need to apply yourself and be in the zone and find a way to get yourself in the zone. So even if it's in the 30 minutes in the lead up before you go on stage, you can do this. Go into the toilets, do some quick singer stretches. Be mindful with your breathing. Think about the audience. Think about sharing your gift with them. And look, 9 times out of 10, the audience want to be entertained. They want you to gift them a little bit of escape. They want you to perform and enjoy yourself. They're not rooting for you to fall on your face. 9 times out of 10, the audience is there with you. So trust in that process. It's a conversation, it's a relationship that you have when you're singing songs with the audience. You're giving them something and they're receiving it. So it's very, it's a back and forth thing. So as long as you're giving them positive energy, confidence, you will receive that back in spades and you'll have a great time. I'm going to get off my soapbox. Okay, so that perspective is important. Remove the anxiety, take a few deep breaths, center yourself, think about what you've got to do and why you're there. Just think about the audience loving you and them enjoying the performance and you taking them on a little journey, a sonic journey. Then you are again, look, I'm just going to keep saying re relax, relax, release tension because really, truly, tension, muscular tension, mental tension, any kind of emotional tension, tension in general is literally the worst enemy for a singer. So I know I'm saying stretch your body, I know I'm saying meditate, relax, but please, please do. If you have tension in your throat, you can do singer's specific stretches for that area as well as a silent giggle to release those false vocal folds. Again, there are some videos on YouTube about this, so you can go and check that out. My channel. And then you get to the E of the prep. So we're going through that acronym, PREP. Now the E is to engage and execute your performance. That is your primary focus. Execute as you've practiced and prepared in the weeks leading up and engage with the song, engage with the audience, have a good time and deliver. Last but not least, perform, play, have fun, get into it, really, enjoy yourself. So that's sort of like engage and execute, but it's about more than just going through the technical steps of the exercise or the song. It's really about being in the song or a part of the song. I know that's a bit woo-woo, but you've been there and you know how it feels, right? It's like that in the zone. I've had it literally, I can count on one hand the times that I've had that connection with the audience, and things did not set up well The monitoring was crazy. It was a quick changeover. There were cables all over. I was literally like awkwardly balanced on these big snake cables with my heels. But it was at Wanderlust, a yoga festival, and everyone was like so zen and just giving off the greatest vibes and smiling. And I literally felt the energy. It was almost overwhelming. Felt like I wanted to cry. It was so powerful. But I get that feeling. You know, I've had that a couple of times. I had it a few times in the symphony gig recently. They are few and far between, having that solid connection with the audience. And it 100% comes from engaging and just not even being worried about the songs, not worried about the lyrics, not worried about where you're coming in. Ooh. But it is, if you have tricky spots like I did have in symphony, once I got through them, man, I was in it. I was so in it. I had to focus for anything that was super tricky. But once I got through that, oof, so in it. And that's really what I want for you. I would love you to utilize these prep steps to guarantee that in the lead up to performances, weeks before, in the months, but sorry, so we'll say in the months before, keep yourself gig fit so that you're not in any kind of you're not stressing yourself out about an opportunity that pops up. So always be gig fit. Get ready for that. Then in the days and the weeks leading up to your performance, really focus on what you're doing and use those prep steps to help as I've outlined. And then on the day, in the performance, or even the 72 hours before, you've got these steps, these prep steps that you can use. So perception, know where your head is at, know what you need to be focusing on. Release tension all throughout your body and your mind. Engage, execute, exercise, depending on where you are, whether you're in the practice phase, the performance phase, or in the what is it called? The keeping up, keeping things conditioned phase. And so I guess that leads me to ask a couple of questions. How is your mindset around performing? Do you get anxious with performing? And why do you think that is? If you have some questions about performance anxiety, jot them down, you know, DM me, comment, email me, Cherie@BigNotesGetBoats. And this goes for all of these questions. Do you feel that you're practicing enough? Have you got some prep steps in place that you use to make sure that you've got all areas of your performance development in check? And how's your time management? Do you sometimes just feel like, man, I don't have enough time? You know, I just don't have enough time to fit all the things I need to do. Let me know about this. Let me know if you have any performance anxiety around performing. Let me know if time management is an issue for you. And let me know about your practice process, your prep steps. I hope you enjoyed that today. Thank you for coming along. And again, reach out if you've got any questions. Cherie@BigNotesGetBoats.com. DM, comment, and look to the blog. BigNotesGetBoats.com/blog, and in the next 24 to 48 hours, this replay is going to be up with a ton of links to everything I've mentioned in this live today, along with some additional tips. So I can't wait to see you next week, where we're actually going to go through the practice plan itself. I'm going to take you step by step through an ideal practice plan for developing your voice and getting ready for your performances. Let me know if you've got any questions about that, and I look forward to seeing you soon.